In this bulletin, a Russian opposition figure accuses President Vladimir Putin of poisoning him. A decision on Julian Assange's extradition to the US set to be delivered on January the 4th. And in AFL, Port Adelaide beats Geelong to earn its first preliminary final since 2014. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his poisoning. After recovering from what Germany says was a poisoning by a Novichok nerve agent, Mr. Navalny has voiced his suspicions to German magazine Der Spiegel, but vows to return to Russia. Mr. Putin's critic says the command to use Novichok could only have come from three of Russia's intelligence services, all of whom work for Mr. Putin. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Mr. Putin, has condemned Mr. Navalny's allegations against the president and accused him of working with US intelligence officials.
We consider that such accusations against the Russian president are absolutely groundless and unacceptable. Some of these statements in the mentioned publication we consider offensive and also unacceptable.
Still overseas, and a British judge will hand down her decision on the 4th of January next year on whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be extradited to the US to face charges, including espionage. American authorities are accusing the Australian-born 49-year-old of conspiring to hack government computers and of violating an espionage law connected to the release of confidential cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 to 2011. Supporters of Mr. Assange gathered outside the Old Bailey Criminal Court in London, where Judge Vanessa Barrister informed the court of the upcoming January verdict at the end of hearings from witnesses in the case. Protesters carried signs calling for Mr. Assange to be freed. One protester says the judicial process is an injustice.
I believe he needs, if he is going to be charged in this country, he should be charged for something in this country and given a free and fair trial and not being treated like a political prisoner, like someone who is worse than a dog. And that's what that's what's happened to him.
Cyprus is continuing to defy mounting pressure from the European Union to approve sanctions against specific officials from Belarus over violence against peaceful protesters and election fraud. In the first round of talks of a two-day EU summit, Cyprus demanded fellow member countries to also sanction Turkey over its oil and gas drilling in disputed waters off the island nation's coast. All 27 EU members reject the result of the August 9th elections in Belarus that enabled President Alexander Lukashenko to remain in office. International travel may soon be a reality for Australians amid talks of travel bubbles with Singapore and New Zealand. Singapore will welcome visitors from all jurisdictions except Victoria from next week, provided they apply for an air travel pass and take a COVID-19 test on arrival. The country's Transport Minister, Ong Kei Kong, says he's discussed the plan with his Australian counterpart, Michael McCormack. A one-way trans-Tasman bubble is also in the works, with New Zealanders permitted to holiday in Australia, but not vice versa. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says South Australia and New South Wales will be the first to benefit as their domestic borders are already open.
I hope very soon to see New Zealanders coming and holiday in Australia. I can't tell you Australians will be able to holiday in New Zealand, but that's their problem. I'm happy for the Kiwi tourists to come here and spend money in New South Wales and South Australia. They're very, very welcome, and I hope we can do that very soon.
Armenia says a total of three Azeri planes have been downed by Nagorno-Karabakh forces during the fifth day of clashes in the disputed border region. Armenia and Azerbaijan have reignited their fight over Nagorno-Karabakh, which broke away from Azerbaijan but is not internationally recognised as a republic. Azerbaijan has declared a state of war in some regions as its civilian death toll reaches at least 18 following Armenian attacks on civilian settlements. The de facto president of the self-declared Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh, Arayik Haraturyanyan, says there were casualties on both sides.
There were losses and casualties on both sides. Of course, Azerbaijan's side is experiencing more losses. That was the cases in the 90s and during the April War of 2016. But we also have losses.
Moving on to the AFL now, and Port Adelaide has qualified for its first preliminary final since 2014 after scoring a 16-point victory over Geelong. The Power is now one win away from its first grand final in 13 years after managing to stay on top of the ladder in every round this season. Coach Ken Hinckley has praised his side's impressive display at the Adelaide Oval.
And the team's probably, no doubt, the most impressive, the way they hung in there tonight. They just played tough. I mean, I think we've done that a number of times throughout the season. I've sat in these conferences and said regularly this year that we've been more resilient. You know, they've been more predictable to each other, I think, and, you know, they've been prepared to play it tough and hard and brutal at times.
The defeated Cats will wait to see who their semi-final opponents will be after West Coast's elimination final against Collingwood on Saturday. Let's see what the weather's doing for you across the country today. In Perth, a couple of showers, 18. 30 and sunny in Adelaide. In Melbourne, much the same, a top of 26. In Hobart, also a sunny day, a little bit of wind as well, 22 degrees. In Canberra, sunny and 23. In Wollongong, much the same, 25 for you. Similar conditions for Sydney. Sunshine as well for Newcastle, 27. And the fine weather continues for Brisbane, 29. It'll be partly cloudy in Cairns, 30 for you. And 35 in Darwin, where it'll be a mostly sunny day. I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast page for news in depth, sbs.com.au/news/audio.